Welcome to Otaku American. This is Mikey Fresh here. I am here with my co-host.
Big L over here with Mikey Fresh.
Unfortunately, we had recorded a good like 5 minutes, six, 7 minutes of show.
And Mikey Fresh giving me weird faces.
I realized it wasn't like we had to pause it, and then I realized that it wasn't recording again. So I happened to look down and I'm like, oh my Lord, we missed out on like 5 minutes. At least it was early, and I didn't like 30 minutes into it and be like, oh, we didn't record any of that. So, but basically, what you guys missed was we were talking about some of the anime that have come out or that are about to come out this season. For the spring season, and we were talking about Eden Zero.
Yes.
And how Big L didn't realize that the season came out, the new season came out. I mean, we looked online and it turns out that Eden Zero season one came out in 2021, and it was carried by Netflix. And you were saying how one of your friends had told you that there was a whole lot of anime available on Netflix now. So, and I was
didn't know, because the first episode of season two was out, and I wasn't sure when it dropped. But it turned out to be in, what was it, February that it dropped?
I think so, yeah.
First episode, yeah.
Yeah, February of 2023. And I was explaining to you that, Netflix had to do something because, you know, I think that bill, it cost me like $21, $22 a month to keep Netflix. And basically when Disney decided to pull all their content off of Netflix, like the Daredevils, Iron Fist, all that other stuff, and some of the other movies that came out on Netflix, and other platforms, when they opened up their own streaming service, they put all that stuff on their platform. So when that happened, Netflix had to do something. So it was a good move for them to go and say, hey, let's pick up all this random anime that we can find and place that on our platform. That at least caused people, especially considering now that you can think about it.
Did they just recently do that?
No, they didn't just recently did that. They did that a while ago. But the thing was, it's more noticeable now because a lot of the anime streaming site apps have been consolidating themselves. I mean, you had like Crunchyroll, Funimation, and something else, anime something, all condensed into one, which is now Crunchyroll. Basically, it wasn't Crunchyroll who absorbed these two entities. It was more or less Sony bought Crunchyroll, then bought the other anime one, and then bought Funimation last.
Yeah, so they said, I'm going to own all of the anime.
So between Crunchyroll and Netflix, and I think High Dive, I use High Dive also. There's other anime streaming things that some people, you could just watch it online if you wanted. But all that stuff was pretty cool. It was good. It was a good move on Netflix's part, considering they weren't going to get that back from Disney. Disney's not going to give them those rights to those shows and those movies anymore.
Yeah, no.
So you got to do something.
Not when they're making money. No.
Yeah. So the anime that I was looking at, well, first of all, let's go into Eden Zero, first of all. I know it feels like deja vu because we just talked about it. My issue with Eden Zero was that Eden Zero's characters were too similar to Fairy Tail. Like, why didn't they just make another, like, how they have Boruto, where they have basically the same characters, just different characters. They have the old characters we know from Naruto, and then they have new characters who are based upon archetypes that were in Naruto. Technically, Eden Zero is doing the same thing.
Yeah.
Except it's,
Eden
like,
Zero,
you did mention.
As they wanted to be able to say the reasoning that they're using pretty much this character's exact likeness, just with different names and lives.
But that doesn't make any sense.
The reasoning is they probably just wanted to tell everyone the reason they're doing it is just because.
Yeah, basically. Because we can do it. That's why. And if you don't like it, you can watch something else, basically. And I watched Eden Zero. It was okay. I mean, you did say it yourself, that Eden Zero is more scientific based, whereas
more technology.
Yeah, whereas fairy tale is more magic based. Yeah. Yeah. So, you know,
I guess they kind of wanted to ground it.
It was weird though, that because you like did that. Mention there was only one character in Eden Zero that's literally the same name that's in fairy tale, and that was Happy.
Yes, same name and likeness.
Everything is the same except, you know, Happy is a race of beings in fairy tale that you find out, like, I think after season two. And then whereas Happy in Eden Zero is a robot, is an android. Actually, is he an android? He's an android.
He is, I want to say Lucy, but she has a different name. Her dead cat.
Basically, yeah. But we're not sure if he's an actual being of race or not.
No, he's a robot now.
No. I mean, like, before then, he was like, was he like a...
He was an actual
a cat. Being? Or is he no, was just a cat think, that can talk?
Yeah, I think he was.
Because Happy's not a cat that can talk in fairy tale. He's like a being of different animals.
An actual race.
Yeah.
But in this, you know, I think he's just a cat that can talk.
That's weird. I don't know why they would even do something like that. It just seems like it'd been easier to just make a whole new show.
Because.
Yeah, because. because. Yeah, right.
Love it.
So, I know for me, the anime that I was looking into for this season was, I actually watched all of season one. There was only one season of Tomo is a Girl. I talked about that anime. That was phenomenal. I really recommend that anime.
That's the name of the anime. Okay. you lost me for a second. You said Tomo is a Girl. I thought you were talking about a character in an anime and then going to say the title of the anime.
But no, that's well, I think that the title of the anime is Tomo-chan is a Girl.
Okay.
Is the title of the anime, but
I'm like waiting, like
it's a really good anime. I would definitely recommend it. It basically gives you a beginning, basically the beginning of the anime. I've already talked about this anime in another an episode in which it's titled Tomo-chan is a Girl.
Tomo-chan is a Girl. I think am a girl.
When at the time that I record that show, I think they had like 4 or 5 episodes. I believe it's 13 episodes. So,
and that just reminded me.
It's definitely, it wraps everything up. Everything that you learn, everything. It's like relatively a happy ending. So,
you've seen Rocko's Modern Life, right?
Yes.
There was a episode where one of the characters, they weren't sure if it was a girl or a boy. And throughout the episode, you hear the character screaming, "I am a girl." Yeah. I thought of that when you said that Tomo-chan is a girl.
Yeah, I was, I don't remember that, but I was also, some of the other anime I was watching for this past season was, what was the name? Oh, what was the name of that anime? It was, chilling in my 30s after getting fired from the Demon Army.
Okay.
And that anime is also very good. It can lend itself to a second season, but I don't see that happening because it wraps pretty much everything up pretty good, at least in regards to the person who is 33 and got fired from his job. So,
well, he could probably have more adventures that come up with something.
He has a pseudo brother, you could say, that goes out and, you know, does some stuff and. There's other characters, there's like other things that you need to kind of find out about, and a demon lord and everything else. So it can have a second season. It's kind of similar to how they worked out second season of the Demon Lord anime, in which he dies and comes back and everybody thinks he's not the Demon Lord because his friend set everything up so that he doesn't, so that he won't get...
recognition?
No, he was doing it more so to help his friend out because they were like setting him up for failure, basically. What was the name of this anime? The Misfit of Demon King Academy. That's what it is.
Oh, I've read that manga.
Yeah. So you know what I'm talking about. His friend, who's the hero, basically set everything up so that they don't find out who the real Demon Lord is.
Mm-hmm.
So
Argos.
Oh no.
What? So,
no. I was doing something. But yeah, that anime, I like that anime. Second season that anime came out.
I think you're doing a JoJo reference.
No.
Oh no.
I don't even watch that show. So but there was that. Like I said, Demon King Academy, that also second season also came out this past season. But the anime that I was really looking into was Dr. Stone. I haven't seen Dr. Stone in forever. I saw the first season, second season happened, never got around to seeing it. I think it was because it wasn't an English dub at the time. So I would have watched it.
You watch English dubs?
Sometimes, yeah. Mm. Don't judge me, bro. Don't judge me.
Nani.
I watch English dub only because sometimes I'm in a situation in which I gotta focus really on what I'm doing outside of watching the show. I can't just sit there and watch the show and focus on the show and not do anything else. Sometimes I'm on lunch break or at work and I watch the English dub. English dubs aren't that bad anymore. Like, you make it seem like they're like terrible. They're not that bad anymore.
No, they're bad.
Okay, if you say so. Tomato, tomato. So, but yeah. So Dr. Stone, the new, I think Stone. It's called New World.
New World.
Yeah.
No more Stone Wars?
No, I think it's called New World. I'm almost positive it's called that.
Isn't that an Amazon game, New World?
It might be.
Weird.
Let's see.
I keep looking at Groot. Baby Groot here in his little pot. And he has a look on his face, like he's looking at you, doing this, trying to get your attention.
Yeah.
Like he did something in his pot he shouldn't have done while we're doing this, and he's waiting until you notice it.
Yeah. What is... Yeah, I'm almost positive. New World, yep. Dr. Stone, New World, Season 3. So, I don't know what that entails because I haven't finished watching season 2. So I'm looking forward to that. Aside from that, is there any other anime you kind of want to focus on or talk about real quick?
Nah, not really.
So let's go on and move on to some video games. Is there any video games that came out that you actually are either thinking about buying or you've already purchased and you're currently playing?
I got Sons of the Forest.
What is that? Is that like a survival?
It's the sequel, yeah. It's the sequel to The Forest.
Ah, I remember seeing that game. I never played it, though. At least I don't think I played it. I might have played it.
I didn't know. I didn't think you did.
No, I don't. I remember playing a game in which I played online with you on Steam, and it was somebody else, one of your friends, and there was a forest, and we were chopping wood to build for you the place. But I don't remember what game that was.
All right. I mean, that could have been a number of games.
Yeah, I know, because you played some of the same games over and over again. So, it's not really... You know, it's not uncommon. A lot of people do stuff like that. Like, for instance, I'm playing MLB The Show 23. So, playing that. Okay, so most people who are familiar with sports games know MLB The Show is basically an RPG, but it's a baseball game. I don't like baseball under normal circumstances, but I'll play the hell out of MLB The Show. But there's a game I had purchased for PS5 that I would like to play. I never get around to playing it. Do you know what game this is?
What, God of War?
No, I got rid of that. I don't have that game.
Really?
Anymore. Yeah, that game's gone.
Huh.
I never played that.
Why would you do
that? I played that game when I first bought it, opened it, played it, and then I got rid of it. I even asked you. I was like, hey, are you still playing God of War? You were like, nah. I'm not playing that anymore. So then I got rid of it. I got rid of that and Saints Row.
No.
Yes, she did. I got rid of that and Saints Row. So
I don't really blame you for getting rid of Saints Row.
But I have Hogwarts Legacy.
Okay.
Haven't played it. Haven't even opened it. So
Saints Row. Blue Saints roll astronomically bad. I have never seen anyone say that about a game, but they said that about that game.
That's
but Hogwarts Legacy.
I don't know. I haven't played it at all. Period. I played way more. See, you know what the problem is for me? The problem is when I buy a game on PlayStation, because PlayStation is not in this location that I can, like, it's not like I don't have a game system in my bedroom, and the family room has my Xbox, but I don't want to hook my PlayStation to that. But the PlayStation's hooked up to a really good TV and a really good soundbar that has Atmos and all that stuff. I just don't play it. I'm just like, eh, okay, well. I mean, Hogwarts Legacy hasn't even been opened. It still has the factory seal on it. And there's people I know who want to play that game badly on PS5. But I'm just like, I have no desire, really. I got it. I'll probably play it eventually. But I don't really have any real desire to play that game. You know what games I do play the most? Mobile games. I play T3 Arena. I play, even though I've stopped playing that because they've gone the Overwatch route, and I'm waiting until people get more used to that kind of thing, as opposed to how it is now, where it's like a bunch of people thrown into a game and they're playing and there's no cohesion. So, but I have been playing Call of Duty Mobile. Which is weird, because I don't play Call of Duty regular on console.
Just a bunch of headless chickens.
So, Call of Duty Mobile, I mean, some good burn out of that game. So, I play it primarily on the Fold 4. So, yeah, that's basically it. I don't really have a lot of other stuff. I did want to kind of talk about AI. We're going to start doing a strictly tech show. And we're gonna primarily focus about some AI kind of stuff. I know there's ChatGPT, I think it's Jack.
Yeah.
ChatGPT, Jack. It's also GPT-4, which is really just the fifth iteration of ChatGPT. I've used Midjourney, the image AI, on a different occasions for some thumbnails and stuff like that, surprisingly. Yeah, there's some other ones. I know Whatchacallit decided to go ahead and make one, put it in their search engine, Bing. And I believe Google also did the same. So when people say, oh, Google keeps listening to me, I'm like, yeah, the AI is listening to you now. The AI is listening to everybody.
Google keeps listening to me. Yeah, they've been doing that for how many years?
I've been doing it for a while now, but yeah, the AI thing is crazy. I spoke to you on the phone before we did the show, and I was saying how some groundbreaking stuff, and you were like, I get tired of people talking about groundbreaking when it's not groundbreaking. Yeah. I'm like, well, it's groundbreaking only in the fact that they were expecting to get to a certain point in anywhere between 10 to 20 years, and the AI got to it in like 5 weeks, and it just keeps absorbing more and more information, more and more learning. And some people are now getting to the point where they're like,
the things that
we need to stop this.
A lot of those companies are saying it's groundbreaking and this, that, and the third. I look at the same thing they're looking at, and I'm like, like, you guys, this is not like, this would be impressive to like a 4-year-old, the kind of stuff you guys have, the stuff you guys have an AI doing right now. Meanwhile, at the same time, I'm watching modders do things that are light years ahead of the stuff you guys are doing.
Yeah, but that's not the same argument, though, because the modders are the ones who are doing that stuff, whereas an AI, of course, you got to treat the AI as though it's a 4-year-old. A modder is a person doing all those things, whereas an AI is like strictly like a newborn, yes, learning everything on the fly.
I'm fully aware of that. What I am saying is modders created an AI that are doing things like the stuff the companies are doing, and it's taken them weeks to do. Modders are making an AI and doing better things than that in a matter of hours.
Well, the only reason why I even bring it up is because we're going to be talking about it in a podcast, in a separate tech podcast. It's probably going to be called Otaku Tech. I know we've had that name out for a while. So stay tuned for that. And if you want to hear more heated arguments in regards to tech and that kind of thing, then stay tuned for that. As always,
a better way for me to put that is like the big companies with their AI.
Yeah,
they're teaching AI to walk, whereas modders made an AI and they're teaching their AI to run the New York Marathon in 2 minutes.
I don't want to speak anything on anything that I don't know anything about. So I know it on the big tech company side, whereas you know it on the small underground like side.
Like nobody's getting paid or making any money doing it.
And so I need to pay more attention to that, just like you probably need to pay a little more attention to big tech side. So we can both have a nice little argument, a nice little debate.
Nice little superheated argument. No.
Yeah. So, but yeah, stay tuned for that. I don't have anything left. Do you have anything you want to say real quick?
Nah, that's it. Yeah, nah.
Well, as always, for Otaku by Otaku, thanks for listening, guys. Peace.
We love you all.